A talented doctor who professed to be an infidel was one day called to the bedside of one of his patients. He found there a very humble and happy in the knowledge of his sins being forgiven. Although he was very ill, his face radiated peace and real joy. "Tell me my true condition, doctor. Do not hide it from me. I have no fear of death, nor dread of the future. All is bright ahead. 40 years ago, I came as a sinner to the Lord Jesus. He saved me then, and he has kept me happy in his love ever since. It'll be the grandest day of my life when he sends for me to dwell with him in the glory above." The doctor was touched by his patient's statement. It was not the wandering of a lunatic, nor the daydream of a visionary. It was the calm, sober declaration of a man of faith, waiting on the borderland of heaven for the hour that would usher him into the presence of his God. The doctor examined the man, and contrary to his usual custom, he told him the whole truth. "You may live a day, or you may go within an hour." "Bless the Lord," was the calm reply. "Raise the blinds, bring in the boys. Tell the men in the factory to come in. I want to spend my last breath telling them of the Lord Jesus." The doctor hastened away, for he could stand it no longer. In a few minutes, he was alone with God in his office, wrapped in deep thought. "There is a reality in being saved after all," he said to himself. "My mother used to tell me so. My conscience has echoed her testimony all these years. And that dying man knows the power of it within his soul. Of that there is no doubt." A terrible struggle followed. Pride asserted its rule. The devil put forth his claim. For weeks the doctor was reported not at home, and another filled his place in the practice of medicine. When he returned to his practice, he was a different man, a man saved by God's almighty grace. In the days of his absence, the doctor had met with God. Met him by faith at the cross. There as a sinner, he cast himself on his sovereign mercy, claiming forgiveness and salvation through Jesus alone. He fearlessly confessed his Lord and testified by lip and life to the saving power of the Lord Jesus. He took his place as a disciple of the Lord Jesus, owning him as Savior and Master. The townsfolk who had known his agnostic beliefs wondered at the change, and his conversion was the talk of the town. The salvation that became the personal possession of a once infidel doctor, friend of mine, can be yours as well, this very day, by the same personal acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ as your own Savior. You too can be assured of heaven for all eternity. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. This is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. May ye know it today, for his name's sake. Amen.